We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Al, you're way off today. I got like
what
an extra minute here. Thank you very much for that.
Oh,
you weren't
perfect.
Even close.
That's not right.
We have a remarkable radio program today. In fact, joining us shortly will be the great Mitch Williams.
Mitch!
And Mitch will have many insults for me throughout the morning, so don't miss any of them. By the end of the show, Al, my self-image will be tarnished once again.
Oh, you got 2 days to recover.
Yeah, well, I have 7, because then he'll come in next Friday, and he'll do it again.
You're not here.
Not here.
All right, he may come in Wednesday. I can't stop him.
No,
I
that's
Jonesy.
Unless, that's the
unless
hashtag,
we
yeah.
change the locks. All right, we have to change the locks. Anyway, wow, do we have a lot to talk about today. I don't know if you noticed, we have a big football game on Sunday
yes.
in Cleveland, Ohio. I went on Cleveland radio yesterday, Al, and I did something very generous. And
okay.
I hope I have the backing of my own city. Mm-hmm. I offered them back Carson Wentz. Al, we received Carson Wentz via trade when the Browns traded us the second pick of the draft 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I offered them a recanting of the deal. We could get all those picks and those guys back, and then they could have Wentz.
That's interesting.
What did they think?
They did not want Wentz.
No.
Would you may trade that? Would you trade quarterbacks?
Baker Mayfield?
I would not.
He's an interesting character.
I just thought. Anyway, I got to get one political thing out of the way first.
What is that?
In fact, I've tried to do it before Mitch gets here because his political views are annoying to me. So, but I do want to get this in because when you are doing politics, I don't want to be involved.
Oh, okay.
But I only get involved when I have to.
What happened?
And when you denigrate the image of the Philadelphia Eagle fan, I am not allowed a choice of this. And I want to know if there's anybody else out there with no big political agenda who does not like what happened yesterday during the 1 hour and 45-minute news conference by Rudy Giuliani.
Oy.
Representing President Trump at the podium. It was not the landscape company because I kept looking for the hose.
Oh, they was in Washington.
I was looking for the hose. I thought there was.
They're in aisle six.
Four Seasons Landscaping Company, Al. They have the hose behind Rudy when he did that news. He didn't have the hose this time. But he could have used it on his head because he had hair dye dripping down his face.
Goodness. It was unbelievable.
This is America's mayor? But I was letting it all go.
Not me.
I wasn't going near it. You know why I wasn't going near it, Mia?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Not my business.
Oh, you guys with this head.
I was not touching it.
His head's melting.
I was not. I am not a political expert, and I wasn't going near it.
I was willing to offer him my stylist.
I can't even.
And then, first of all, if you're bald, would you really have to cover the little sides? What's the difference? You're old. You're bald.
At least do it professionally.
Oh, man. Anyway, he did it in a sink. You know he did.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right, here's the thing. Then the guy takes a cheap shot at Eagle fans. What am I don't know anything about politics. Eagle fans, you are listening to the number one authority on Eagle fans. Number one.
Mm-hmm. Self-proclaimed.
I'm number one Eagle fan authority. You don't take a shot at Eagle fan. Giuliani, I need an apology this morning for you saying this.
If you lived in Philadelphia, unless you're stupid, that's an Italian expression for stupid. Unless you're stupid, you knew that a lot of people were coming over from Camden to vote. They do every year. Happens all the time in Philly. It's about as frequent as getting beaten up at a Philadelphia Eagle basketball football game. Happens all the time. All the time.
All right. Let's start with this. Al, when my grandfather was alive, I was called a stunad more than anyone you could ever imagine. I led the league in stunad when my grandfather was around. At least three or four a day. What are you, a stunad? But Al, what are you taking a shot? He didn't have to tag that on the end. He could have said the people from Camden sneak over the bridge and vote here. I don't know if they do or not. I don't even give a damn. Why are you then cheap-shotting the Eagle fans? Even confusing it momentarily with basketball. Why are you doing that? What was the point of that?
It'd just be funny. Go,
to be funny?
It's lazy.
Yeah.
It's just a lazy trope.
It's like the Santa Claus thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no denying there's fights at Eagles games.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, there's fights at Eagles games. Some people see that as there won't be any the rest of this season.
No, there won't.
Unless the ushers fight. I'd like to see some fight in the team.
Yeah.
Why do they keep doing this? If he wants to argue about the election, go right ahead. What are you going to roll us into it? I'll tell you one thing.
That guy's had a month.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, from Borat to now, right? But Al, if he showed up at an Eagles game this weekend, he might get his ass kicked. That's all I'm saying.
How would he find the stadium?
I want to get that out.
He'd end up, who God knows where he'd end up.
An Eagle sanctuary.
Yes.
He'd be somewhere looking up at the white pad, yellow page. We went to the Four Seasons landscape, and let's go to the Eagle sanctuary. It must be where they practice. Anyway, don't do that, people. And if you're out there and want to take a shot at Rudy, go ahead.
What was that on his
head? I'll give you what they hear. It's not my ways of the week.
Oh.
All right, let's talk some football, because I'm going to tell you something. Eagles have to win this game.
Yo.
I don't think they're going to. Right, Al, I've been back and forth all week on it. When you're in desperate straits, sometimes you can't pull one out. They've done this in other seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always been one of these games.
Yeah.
But I can't – you know why I can't pick the Eagles? Because I can't have any faith in them being ready to play.
Yeah. Nope.
They weren't after 2 weeks with Jim Schwartz as their defensive coordinator. And I can't have one bit of faith that Doug Peterson is going to dial up an intelligent game plan, because it sure in hell wasn't last Sunday.
It was alarming what Ray Dinger said yesterday, that they went in with the game plan and never adjusted.
Never. Rhea, that game plan was it was failure personified.
Yep.
There was no way they were winning with that game plan.
No.
And they had already played that team and learned nothing from the first meeting. They should have really lost both Giants games. But this game cannot be easier to analyze. In fact, when we had Ray Dinger yesterday, I think I dazzled him out with my analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I said, here's how you beat the Browns. Stop their run.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah, they don't have a receiver.
They lost OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., and now they rely a ton on a great running game.
Yeah.
Because they got Nick Chubb and they got Kareem Hunt. And they power run you to death, right? And just so you know, I am on the same page with Jim Schwartz. Oh, they finally woke him up Monday morning.
Okay.
He was asleep during the game Sunday. But here's Schwartz describing what you got to do to beat the Browns.
It's our biggest challenge of the season in the run game. And how well we stop the run is going to go a long way to how well we play in this game. They're an outstanding run team. Probably the best two running backs we face this year. Not just the best two on a team, but the best two overall. Great balance, great power. They know what they want to do in the run game. Nothing sort of takes them out of it. There's not a whole lot you can do scheme-wise that, forces them to do something else. They're going to run it. Doesn't matter what your look is. And they're going to take that attitude of if you have an unblocked guy, our running back's going to try to run over him. So it's going to take everybody. It's not just the defensive linemen. It's not just the linebackers. Our corners are going to have an outstanding game defending the run.
All right. You got to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying that the strength of the Browns is the strength of the Eagles. The Eagles, the one thing they have been able to do well, unless Daniel Jones is running the ball, is stop the run.
Yeah,
now,
running
they've
guys.
Been able to do that for years.
Yeah.
That has been the one thing they can do. And I'll get into it later in the hour, because a lot of this has come down to Fletcher Cox. But now, the Eagles have invested more money at the defensive tackle position than any team in football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be really comforting if they finally got their money's worth on Sunday in Cleveland, where the world knows exactly what Cleveland's game plan is.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it amazing? How often do you get something that simple? The defensive coordinator, who's having a terrible year, by the way, Jim Schwartz, has finally analyzed something correctly. It's so obvious Jim picked it up. Stop the run, and you stop the Browns. Because the only way Baker Mayfield will beat you is when you're convinced they're running on every play and he can play action, you would find somebody open. Which, by the way, will likely happen at some point, if not many points. It's all you got to do. Rhea, this is not hard.
Oh, yeah, until you see them actually play the game.
All right, and then you're going to see, mano a mano, do we have a good defensive line?
It's been inconsistent.
Reportedly, do we have a good one?
Yes.
Supposedly, we have a good one.
Have you seen them dominate?
Prove it. All right, let me go to the guy. I'm going to do more on him later in the hour because the onus is on this man. My God, all the money he has collected. At one moment in time, Ava Graham filed this out. The Philadelphia Eagles wrote a check to Fletcher Cox for $26 million.
Mm-hmm.
It was the signing bonus on his last deal. Do you think it's asking too much for him to have a good game when they desperately need a win Sunday in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
Is that asking too much?
No, just come up big.
Here he is talking, Al. Like he understands what's at stake. Here's Fletch.
I think this will be the most complete group offensive line that we'll see all year. And the guys are playing at a really high level. And those two running backs will probably be the two best running backs we've seen all year. So it's, you know, our D-line versus their O-line. And, you know, just go out and compete and play our ball, knowing that this is a solid group of guys that's, you know, played a lot of ball together. So we know that, we got to bring our A-game.
Well, that would be great since you're making $106 million. I would kind of hope you'd bring that A game every week, Fletch.
Yes.
But if it's not an imposition, could you show up with a chip on your shoulder and kick some ass Sunday? Could I get that from you as an Eagles fan? Could you do that for me one time? Dominate a game.
No.
Dominate a game.
Dominate.
Don't make two tackles.
No.
He has no forced fumbles the whole year. Force a fumble. Strip a ball. Make a play. Knock somebody on their ass on third down so they don't get the first down. Could you do that Sunday for me? Is that asking too much, Al?
Just asking for what you get paid for.
Exactly.
Simple.
Exactly. You're paying him to be elite. I need him to be elite. That's all I'm asking. All right, Darius Slay had a great overview of what's going on. Another guy, Al, who at this moment in time is talking better than he's playing. Here's Darius.
Man, you know, that's a talented team, man. They built off their run game, got two great running backs that you prepare for. And without OB, you know, that's a special talent. That's a guy that can really stretch the field. They can really do everything you need a receiver to do. And, you know, without him, you know, that I don't care who or what team you're on, that's a decline in your receiving room. But other than that, man, they still, you know, still a great team, still a solid team. Offense still moving the ball. You can see that Chubb and them boys are ready to tote the load if they have to. So we just got to be prepared for everything.
Hey, Darius, I need to speak directly to you for a second. You replaced Sidney Jones. You have zero interceptions this year, and Sidney Jones has two.
Hmm.
Could you make a play? Could I ask you personally, man to man, could you make a stinking play on Sunday to help your team win a game?
Darius, big play Slay.
Waiting for one of those.
Big play Slay, Joe. when does that start? All right? Now, you may notice I've allowed very little time for Eagles offense against Browns defense. I've got to tell you why. The Browns are ranked 16th in the league in defense. They are the embodiment of mediocre. They are not great against the run, and they are not great against the pass, or especially not great against the pass. They're pretty good against the run. Can we get a game out of our offense? Can we get not even that? Can we get a plan that makes sense? Can we try a few more screen passes? Can we, Rhea? How about this? How about because there's always a big pass rush with that offensive line we got. Matt Pryor is basically a cardboard box on the line.
He's stopping Myles Garrett.
Right? All right. Yeah. Well, no, Lane Johnson is. That's the one thing. Yeah. Look, Myles Garrett is the best pass rusher in the league this year, 9.5 sacks. He's lining up most of the time against Lane Johnson. Hello? That's your best lineman. If anybody's got a chance to stop Myles Garrett, it's Lane Johnson.
Best lineman who's been limited all year.
All right, fine. Well, you know
what? It's not his fault. I mean, he's injured.
He's not the only one limited. They're all limited. You know who else has been limited? Doug Peterson.
Yep.
Could you map out a game plan that has some creativity in it? If I see number two, Jalen Hurts, out of fear, how about a play that actually makes sense?
A pass?
Would that be all right? And finally, special teams. Somebody wake up Dave Phipp, because he hasn't been awake since 2017. He's the coach of the special teams, and every week they end up, the Eagles end up with lousy field position because they let the ball go over. The punt goes over the punt receiver's head. They can't make a tackle. Oh, there's a flag on the field, block in the back. Could they fix that one damn time?
You're asking for a lot.
I know I am, but hopefully I got it. So anyway, to review, I would like to know if anybody was insulted by Rudy Giuliani. I was. I was insulted twice, by the hair dye and then by the comment. And how do you feel about this game? There are apparently no calls out of line yet. That's mine, by you get right on that. And I got one last thing for you. This is a treat, because WIP has just gotten brand new black sweatshirts. Hmm? And I do not wear a sweatshirt.
It's a sweatshirt.
Hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
You may notice. Yeah, you may notice, Al, I'm hot-blooded. I don't like a lot of sweater stuff. I like short sleeves year-round. I'm an active, hot-blooded man.
Oh, yeah, that's you. Wector's wearing it.
Right, Wector is.
The hoodie. Look, we haven't heard hoodies before.
Wector has never looked better. Joe, could you place the hood further over your face? Now it's perfect.
Now he's got it cinched up.
All right, but Al, I have made a great thought here. This is brilliant by me. Because, here's what's going on. Joe Conklin has a new voice to master.
Mm-hmm.
That of the president of the Sixers, Daryl Morey.
Oh, yeah.
And what Joe always says is, does he sound like anybody?
Okay.
Fortunately, this time, Daryl Morey sounds exactly like a celebrity in America. An American comic genius. I'm going to play the cut just of Daryl Morey. Just of Morey. Can you identify who is Daryl Morey's sound like? Here's the great thing. Joe does the character. Joe does the guy he sounds like. So this should be simple, right?
Yeah.
He gave me a little pushback, but it'll work. Anyway, here is Daryl Morey. Who does he sound like?
I know there's been some buzz around fit and things like that, but.
Wow. It didn't register. See, you don't know pop culture. That should. You just want a sweatshirt if you know what that is.
Hoodie.
215, that's different?
That's a big deal.
Yes, it has a hood attached to it.
Because it's got a hood, that's okay, fine, it's a hoodie. 215-592-9494. When we are going to give our picks in this hour, I promise you that, although we've been wrong all year, I don't know why you would care. 215-592-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.